You've merely made radio your ally. I was born on the radio. Devil Radio, 92.7.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's an article in the New York Times over the weekend by David Brooks quoting a poll and also quoting some statements that I could not believe when I first read them. And I am going to give it to you briefly, but here is what it was. They did a poll, apparently it was a legitimate poll, and they asked people in late January if politics is more about enacting good public policy or ensuring the survival of the country as we know it. 51% of Trump Republicans said that survival of the country as we know it is the main priority. Only 19% said it was about good public policy. There was a February Economist YouGov poll asked Americans which statement is closer to your view. Here's the first statement. It's a big, beautiful world, mostly full of good people, and we must find a way to embrace each other and not allow ourselves to become isolated. That's the first statement. Second statement, quote, our lives are threatened by terrorists, criminals, and illegal immigrants, and our priority should be to protect ourselves. More than 75% of Biden voters chose a big, beautiful world. 67% of Trump voters chose our lives are threatened. I mean, you want to divide? Well, that's a divide, but this is even worse. Listen to this. There's a Trump-focused magazine called American Greatness. I do not recommend you read it after seeing this, but American Greatness, a fellow named Jack Kerouac, he's the writer in American Greatness. He just published this statement. Listen to this. The decent know that they must become restless. They must become ruthless. They must become the stuff of nightmares. The good man must spare not a moment to train in both body and mind to become the monster that he may need to be in order to slay the monsters that prey upon the vulnerable. You know, there's a lot of paranoia in this, but I mean, for the love of Pete, that the decent know that they must become ruthless, they must become the stuff of nightmares. You have to train to become the monster that you may need to be in order to slay the monsters that prey upon the vulnerable. This isn't a Trump magazine. This is a very, it's not only pathetic and sad, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. The last time people talked like that was in the 30s, 1930s in Berlin. They called them the National Socialists then. The shorthand was for the Nazis. And then the January 6th insurrection, they do not view it as a descent into lawlessness, but practice for the war ahead. A week after the siege, a week after January 6th, that next week, this is the worst of all, almost 25% of Republicans polled said that violence can be acceptable to achieve political goals. Think about that. A week after January 6th in the United States, nearly 25% of Republicans said that violence can be acceptable to achieve political goals. That is the destruction of a democracy. That is the destruction of the United States if that view gets widespread. There are a couple of things that give me hope about this. First of all, at any given time, there is a sadly large percentage of the population that would do unthinkable things, but good public servants, good public office holders, and the majority keep them in line. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. During the Revolutionary War, if they'd done a poll or a referendum, a majority of people would have said, stop the war. The British aren't that bad. We don't mind being a colony. Maybe lower the taxes a little bit. The hell with George Washington. That's what they would have said, based on sources around the colonies. In the Civil War, by the middle of the Civil War, even the North was restless and said, let's stop the Civil War. These are Americans. Let's stop killing each other. They want to keep slavery. Okay. They can have slavery. Or they can break away. What do we care? It takes exceptional people to stand up to that. It took George Washington, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams. It took people like that. Civil War took Abraham Lincoln, and his cabinet and abolitionists in the Congress. That's what it took. 1938 and 9, you had Kristallnacht in Germany. You had the invasion of Poland. Roosevelt wanted to go in to help the British and the Europeans. Overwhelmingly, public sentiment said, that's not our fight. The heck with that. No matter what the atrocities, that's not our fight. Roosevelt entered Lend-Lease. He lent Churchill and England destroyers and arms under the guise of a loan or a lease, never expecting it to be paid back. He took a lot of heat. Took the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor to bring us into the overall world war. And that wasn't a good thing. A world war is never a good thing, but Nazism and the samurai culture, the racial superiority of the samurai race, what they did in China and what they would have done to the United States, required a military response, unfortunately. Well, now we have it again. There's other data, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. At any given time, any president, 30% of the people in this country want them impeached. All presidents, that includes Reagan and Obama, that includes Bill Clinton and George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and Trump and Biden and everybody else. 30% of the people in this country roughly do not want to agree to that election or say the heck with it, even the day after the guy got elected. Now, there are some variations. Believe it or not, the lowest percentage of people who thought he should be impeached, Bill Clinton, even after he was impeached. Yeah, 28% of the people said that's ridiculous. They like Bill Clinton. And one of the highest numbers, Barack Obama, about 32 or 3%. Part of that may very well have been racial. But in any given time, somewhere between 28 and 32 or 3, about 30%, any president, fair election, the whole bit, so what, any president, people in this country want to get rid of him right away, even the next day. So what do we do with that? We understand it. We manage it. A democracy manages difficult things. And it manages them by free elections, which we have. And people make choices. And we like some of them. We don't like some of them. I vote Democratic. I like it when there's a Democratic president. I'm less pleased when there's a Republican president. I'm least pleased when it's Donald Trump, who is right out of... out there in the universe somewhere. But it blew me away that a week after the siege, the January 6th insurrection, that almost 25% of Republicans said that violence could be justified to achieve a political goal. That is way out of bounds. That is not just 25 or 30% saying that any president should be impeached. And that's why you see language already in the Congress. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene. I thought she should have been expelled from the Congress. I don't think in general the Congress should expel people who have been elected by free citizens, but she advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi. She advocated the assassination of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. That's it. Out, out. Might as well be a commie or a jihadist. Out. I don't want you. I don't care what that red section of Georgia did. Find another right winger. somebody who does not agree with assassination. Somebody who does not agree with assassination. It started with Donald Trump again, 2016. He said maybe the Second Amendment people can take, quote, take care of Hillary Clinton. And then he lied and said he meant voting. Lied his head off. Secret Service talked to him. They didn't have the guts to arrest him. If you said that, don't say that. Don't say it about Trump. Don't say it about anybody. We don't believe in violence in this country. Then Trump said that Hillary Clinton's bodyguard should be disarmed. He makes these oblique, sneaky references to violence. Then he sits back and grins while his followers commit violence. He did it January 6th, said, you know, weakness, you're not going to take back your capital, your country. Let's go up to the Capitol. I'll be with you. He lied. Of course, he didn't. He wasn't with him. He sat there chuckling and chortling, claimed Antifa did it, claimed Antifa did it. That's what he did. So I just want to put this on the radar. There's nothing you can or should do about it right now, but do not take anything for granted. The 30% of people roughly who always want any president out, a big chunk of them now are getting more radical about how they like him to be out. And while we have precedent in our history, certainly during the Civil War, I mean, for the love of Pete, 600,000 people killed and Americans, brother against brother. The fact of the matter is that that mood is afoot. The mood is afoot. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.